Section 8. Dealing with emergencies. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a tight spot. Your chances of getting out safely depend upon your ability to react quickly and properly. The most important emergency skills are those needed to make quick stops and quick turns. These skills should be practiced in safe areas before you need to use them on the road. Quick stops. To stop quickly, apply both brakes. Don't be shy about using the front brake, but don't grab at it, either. Squeeze the brake lever steadily and firmly, applying the front brake as fully as you can without locking the front wheel. At the same time, apply the rear brake hard without locking it. If you are on a straightaway, even with a locked rear wheel, you can still control the cycle and stop quickly as long as your motorcycle is upright and going in a straight line. If you must stop quickly while turning, conditions may not always permit you to straighten up the motorcycle and then stop. In such cases, apply the brakes and start slowing the motorcycle. As you slow down, you can reduce your lean angle and apply more brake pressure until the motorcycle is straight and maximum brake pressure is possible. In either case, remember that the motorcycle should be straight up when you come to a full stop. If you straighten the handlebar in the last few feet of stopping, you know the motorcycle will be straight up and in balance. Evasive maneuvers. Sometimes you may not have enough room to stop, even if you were to use both brakes properly. For example, an object might appear suddenly in your path. Or, the car ahead might squeal to a stop. The only way to avoid a collision would be to make an evasive maneuver. The key to making an evasive maneuver is to get the motorcycle to lean quickly in the direction you wish to turn. The sharper the turn, the more the bike must lean. To get the motorcycle to lean quickly, push on the inside of the handle grip in the same direction you want to turn. If you wish to turn to the right, push on the inside of the right handle grip. This causes the front wheel to move slightly to the left as you and the motorcycle continue straight ahead. As a result, the motorcycle will lean to the right. As the motorcycle begins to lean, you will maintain pressure on the inside of the handle grip in the direction of the lean. You don't have to think about it. Your instincts will make you press on the handle grip to keep the motorcycle from falling over. You can demonstrate this to yourself. While riding in a straight line, press the inside of the right handle grip. You will notice the motorcycle turn to the right. This is how you get the motorcycle to lean in normal turns, but most people don't notice it except on very sharp turns. Practice making quick turns so you can make them in a real emergency. In making an evasive maneuver, try to stay in your own lane. The moment you change lanes, you risk being hit by a car. Change lanes only if you have enough time to make sure there are no vehicles in the other lane. You should be able to squeeze by most obstacles without leaving your lane. This is one time when the size of the motorcycle is in your favor. Even if the obstacle is a car, there is generally room to pass beside it. However, the only time you should try to squeeze by a car in your lane is when you are faced with a true emergency. Mechanical problems. You can find yourself in an emergency the moment something goes wrong with your motorcycle. Mechanical problems include tire failure, a stuck throttle, a wobble, chain problems, and engine seizure. In dealing with any mechanical problem, you must take into account the road and traffic conditions you face. Here are some guidelines that can help you handle some mechanical problems safely. Tire failure. If the cycle starts handling differently, pull off and check the tires. Perhaps the hardest part of dealing with tire failure is reacting quickly. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. You must be able to tell when a tire has lost air suddenly from the way the cycle reacts. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle will tend to jerk from side to side. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, you must react quickly to keep your balance. A front wheel flat is particularly dangerous. It affects your steering, and you have to steer well to keep your balance. Here's what to do if either the front or the rear tire goes flat while riding. Hold the handle grips firmly and concentrate on steering. Try to keep a straight course. If you know which tire is flat, gradually apply the other brake. Wait until the motorcycle is going very slowly. Then, edge to the side of the road and stop. Stuck throttle. Sometimes when you try to operate the throttle, you may find that it won't close. If this happens when you are slowing for traffic ahead or making a turn, you must react quickly to prevent a crash. Your first reaction will be automatic. You will twist the throttle back and forth. If the throttle cable is stuck, this may free it. However, if the throttle stays stuck after you have rotated it several times, immediately operate the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch. Use of the engine cutoff switch and the clutch at the same time will remove power from the rear wheel, though engine noise may not immediately decline. Once you have the motorcycle under control, pull to the side of the road and stop. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. Wobble. A wobble is when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side. This can occur at low, as well as high speeds. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, the use of unsuitable accessories, or the use of incorrect tires or tire pressure. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you can't lighten the load, shift it. Center the weight lower to the ground and farther forward on the cycle. Also check your tire pressure and the settings for spring preload, air shocks, and dampers. Make sure they are at the levels recommended by the manufacturer for carrying that much weight. If you have a windshield or fairing, make sure it is mounted properly. In addition, some other things that may contribute to wobble are poorly adjusted steering, worn steering parts, a front wheel that is bent, misaligned, or out of balance, loose wheel bearings, loose spokes, swing arm bearings. Do not try to accelerate out of a wobble. That will only make the cycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but don't try to fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually, and let the motorcycle slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Pull off the road as soon as you can. Then find out what caused the wobble and fix it. Chain problems. If your chain slips or breaks while you're riding, it could lock the rear wheel and cause your cycle to skid. You must react quickly. Slippage. You may first hear or feel the chain slip when you try to speed up quickly or while riding uphill. If so, pull off the road and check the chain and sprockets. Tightening the chain may help. But usually the problem is a worn or stretched chain or worn or bent sprockets. In these cases, replace the chain, the sprockets, or both before riding again. Breakage. When the chain breaks, you'll notice an instant loss of power to the rear wheel. Close the throttle and brake to a stop. Chain slippage or breakage can be avoided by proper maintenance. Engine seizure. Engine seizure means that the engine locks or freezes. Engines seize when they are low on oil. Without oil, the engine's moving parts can't move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign that an engine needs oil may be a loss of engine power. You may also notice a change in the engine's sound. If available, check the engine oil pressure light and temperature gauge. If you ignore these warnings and don't add oil, the engine may seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the road and stop. Let the engine cool. You may be able to add oil and restart the engine. Even so, you should have the engine checked thoroughly for damage as soon as possible. Getting off the road. If you need to leave the road to check the motorcycle, or just to rest for a while, be sure you check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass, loose sand, or if you're just not sure about it, slow way down before you turn onto it. Signal others. Drivers behind might not expect you to slow down. As soon as you can, give a clear signal that you will be slowing down and changing direction. Make sure to check your mirror and make a head check before you take any action. Pull well off the road. Get as far off the road as you can. It can be very hard to spot a motorcycle by the side of the road. You don't want someone else pulling off at the same place you are. Other emergencies. There are two other emergencies that motorcycle riders should be prepared for. They happen often enough to be real problems. flying objects. From time to time you can be struck by insects, cigarettes thrown from cars, or rocks kicked up by the tires of the vehicle ahead. If you aren't wearing face protection, you could be hit in the eye, face, or mouth. If you are wearing face protection, it might get smeared or cracked, making it difficult for you to see. Whatever happens, don't let it affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the handlebars. As soon as it is safe, pull off the road and repair the damage. Animals, naturally, you should do everything you can to avoid hitting an animal. However, if you are in traffic, don't swerve out of your lane to avoid a small animal. Hitting something small is less dangerous to you than hitting something big, like a car. Motorcycles tend to attract dogs. If you find yourself being chased, don't kick at the animal. It's too easy to lose control of the motorcycle. Instead, shift down and approach the animal slowly. As you reach it, speed up quickly. You will leave the animal behind.